Welcome to Bio, a podcast produced by the Biographers International Organization. Bio is devoted to promoting the work of biographers and advocating for biography as a genre with the support of biographers and biography lovers worldwide. I'm Bio member Sonia Williams in Washington, D.C. On each episode, we'll talk with a biographer about his or her work. This time, a conversation between Nigel Hamilton and Hans Renders, co-authors of The ABC of Modern Biography, published by the University of Amsterdam Press in 2018. During Bio's May 2019 conference, Nigel Hamilton and Hans Renders, experienced biographers and friends, sat down to talk about their book. It's a collection of serious and playful essays about biography, using the letters of the alphabet as an entry point. Nigel Hamilton explains.
There are a number of books now, more and more, with essays about biography that are produced through conferences and by universities, presses, and so forth. But there is actually still very little for the general reader that explains really how biography has changed in the modern world across a whole spectrum of different media. What is behind that in terms of the cultural changes? My dear colleague and friend from the Netherlands, Hans, who runs the Biography Institute at the University of Groningen, came up with this idea of making it into an ABC. And the idea was that it would have just 26 letters, A for authorization, down to Z. There were some complications because it was going to be, there would be one edition in Dutch and one in English. And curiously, not all the letters translate into Dutch, but...
That's why the Z is for zigzagging to the end.
But yes, we had... So it was really Hans's idea, and he's a bit known in the Netherlands as a slave driver, if that's a usable word in the United States. He holds his students to a timetable, and I was treated very much as a student for this. You know, we had to have it all done within a year from the start of writing to the actual physical book. So it was done at some speed. But I think that gave it a certain kind of energy, and certainly it was fun to write, and I think was fun to read. And perhaps the first challenge was in an A to Z, you know, what letters, for each letter, what would we choose as the theme for that letter? We were going to do multiple entries under, say, A, but then we decided it would be simpler to have 4 or 5 pages on one theme, because we divided it up into, Hans was going to do 13, I would do 13, but with some to and froing, we would comment on each other's draft. And I must say, I thought O for Obituary was certainly, for me, one of the most interesting letters to do.
Yeah.
What was your favorite, Hans?
The A.
Yes.
Authorization. And maybe the I for Identity. We didn't want to make an instruction book or how to do book. There are really 26 essays. That's why we had so much fun, because we didn't agree about everything. And as Nigel said, there's a Dutch edition and an English edition. So before Nigel could comment my pieces, I had to translate them more or less in English, because he can't read Dutch. So it was a rather complicated process. But at the same time, as you know, a year has 12 months. The alphabet 26, so we divided 13 each, and in December you have extra time, so that's why the time schedule was 1 year. But we are talking for more than 10 years about biography, but always in long articles or books, and so this is also, it's a popular book, but there are so many references and so many examples in it. That was also a complicated but interesting point. We needed a lot of examples that people could understand what we mean, but examples everyone knows in Europe, but also here. I had two favorites, the E for ethics. That's because I'm a very ethical person, I guess. And the F for facts.
Yeah.
And maybe because there is so much misunderstanding in the world outside biography, but also between Europe and the United States. If we say facts are important, that doesn't mean we are writing Wikipedia pages. In this entry, we are explaining that in journalism there are no footnotes, but every message is attributed to a source, to a reference. So these things are important, but also fun to write. It reminds me a little bit, you know, the story of the bird from the Japanese artist. Someone sees a very lovely bird in a gallery of an artist, and he says, "Oh, I want to buy that." So he goes in, and the artist says, "Oh, no problem." He takes a piece of paper, and with the pencils, and he made the bird. And he said, "That's $20,000." $20,000? That's a lot. I said, "No." And then he showed him drawings with thousands of papers with the bird not so nice. So he needed 20, 40 years preparation to make this bird. More or less.
Well, I've been certainly involved in biography for 50 years.
Yes. So he can make a bird in one movement.
Yeah, I think that's true now that I reflect on it, that I've probably waited all my life to help write this book. I mean, I've spent much of my life writing military history. I wrote a trilogy about the British Field Marshal Montgomery, who commanded the D-Day armies. And then more recently, I've just finished my trilogy about Franklin Roosevelt as Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of the United States in the Second World War. And so my first essay I chose to write was W for War. And I was very invested in that because, to some extent, it's still true today that perhaps not for our 45th president, but for most presidents probably up to the 21st century, it was almost a sine qua non that if you hoped to become president of the United States, you had to have experience, if not of war or combat, at least of having worn the uniform of the United States and sort of proved yourself in some kind of commanding capacity or administrative capacity. Biography and war is, are very closely connected. And so I really enjoyed writing it. Having said that, it was the first essay I wrote. And right at the very end, just before we were ready to hand in the manuscript to Amsterdam University Press, Hans said to me, "Nigel, I wonder if you could look at your W for War. It might need a little revision." And he was absolutely right. In the course of writing the book and finding not a humorous tone, but a tone of enjoyment and perception and...
And what is changing? That's why the title is The ABC of Modern Biography. It's hard to believe, but biographies of 20, 25 years ago, we don't like anymore. And it's even more difficult to explain why. For example, this authorization piece, it's about authorization that is now, that means here in the United States, it's important, it's positive. In Europe, if a book is authorized, nobody will buy it, nobody. So it's also the changing process. Psychology, when people talk about psychology now, that's so different from 20 or 25 years ago. Religion. Most biographies, they don't talk about religion. And maybe the most important is, what is good biography? Good biography is that you show in your book the person is changing. It's all about change.
Yeah, it is. The biography is really the story of the evolution of a human individual. And that's what I think readers identify with. Even they may not even like the character, but they can identify with that story of the development of a human individual, the character of that individual. But I think it will also be quite a useful book for people who are not only reading biography, but who proposing to write a biography, even if it's just a small account of a relative, whatever. I'm just looking at the contents. I mean, for Q, we chose quotation. Well, you know, quotation is a very interesting aspect of modern biography, not just old biography, but modern biography. And it does relate closely to F for Facts, that in an era today of fake news, it's desperately important to see the fundamentally important telling at least the truth about our sources of information. Source what we're saying. There's in this world of the internet going crazy, there is such a discourse based on a lack of respect for where the information actually comes from.
And a lack of pleasure.
Yeah.
We coined a few terms. For example, the serial biographer. Most biographers, when they finish their first biography, they carry on because of the pleasure of writing and the pleasure of doing research. And if the reader has half of the fun we had by writing this book, we are so satisfied. Because I give one example. In Dutch, the word for youth is jeugd, with the G. But in English, it's with an epsilon.
So
A Y. And in the Dutch edition, it's called the yin and yang of youth. Because at the end, the system must be correct. So from A to Z. The last four or five letters, we had some quarrels about it. Because, of course, Nigel is for sex and war. That was obvious. Like I was for ethics and facts.
Biographers International Organization, BIO, reflects the fact that biography isn't just anchored here in the United States. It is truly an international enterprise. It's obviously colored by different cultures. So it was quite fun to be doing this across the Atlantic. And we met every so often and, as Hans said, argued about some of the entries. But
yes, email, but Nigel came twice to Groningen, to the Netherlands, and rewrite, because we are such a good friends. We can take each other's
criticism. Yes, best friends can criticize each other. Yeah,
it's always painful if the other says best friends. No, it was really fun to do it, and we learned so much of it.
Yeah.
And of course, I didn't tell Nigel if I couldn't win a certain discussion, I had always an escape, the Dutch edition. I just put in there things Nigel can't read them. So that was my escape.
I think perhaps the most difficult thing of all was that Hans has a very heavy teaching load in the Netherlands, but I no longer teach so much. I do masterclasses. But I was finishing my FDR trilogy with the new book, War and Peace. So it was quite, and I'm not very good at multitasking, so it was quite demanding to be writing two books at the same time, especially. War and Peace is the last part of FDR's life, from 1943 to when he died in 1945. And it became quite emotional for me because he is so ill in the last part of the book, and the doctors have given him more or less a sentence of death, and it had to be pretty much covered up. And it's very difficult to be a biographer and not get emotionally tied in with your subject. It's not that you're necessarily trying to, you know, whitewash them or whatever, but you just, you are living with them sort of night and day. And in my case, over the trilogy, I'd been living with this man for 10 years and suddenly he was going to die. And so I think perhaps one of the reasons at our latest bio conference, we read a page from one of the letters, the ABC letters, M for memoir. Memoir is the bad boy or girl of modern literature. It is a genre invented by the late 20th century in 10 parts, 4 parts entertainment, 4 parts narcissism, 2 parts self-help. It has nothing to do with biography. It cannot be quoted by a biographer, save in assessing the self-image of the author, since it is unverifiable. Often it is not even written by the author, but constructed with the help of a ghostwriter. Its purpose, in any case, is not to be read as historical evidence, a matter best left to memoirs. Two distinguished birth mothers, autobiography and memoirs, plural. Nevertheless, memoir does represent a fascinating case of modern literary mutation. It became almost instantly the darling of professors of English who despaired of students' unwillingness to read or discuss long novels by Dickens, George Eliot, Thomas Hardy, or Joseph Conrad. It even helped spawn a new teaching module, creative nonfiction, in which students could themselves try their hand and for which they would need professorial guidance, credits, perhaps even counseling. If the memoir went too deep. For memoir, singular, is both autobiographical porn and autobiographical pain. If this seems harsh, it is. Memoir should never be confused with biography, and its inclusion in the would-be new academic fields of life studies and life writing is at best unfortunate. In an age threatened by alternative facts, fake news, bogus blogs, and website mendacity, memoir is radioactive material. Seen dispassionately, however, memoir is a fascinating phenomenon, one that is interesting both to analyze on its own literary merits and to compare with other literary modes of expression, from the fictional novella to the narrative of dreams. In an era of ever-expanding individualism in the West, it has inspired some fine writing and, like film, often been revelatory in terms of human experience, highlighting harrowing supposed secrets d'alcôve, Pache charcoal, that were long hidden from child rape to child soldiers. Good or bad, works of memoir have offered contributions to modern writing, to narrative structuring and to expressive, sometimes impressive, linguistic skills. They are also contributions to our understanding of modern culture and mores and of the psyche. They are not, however, contributions to biography, whereas autobiographies and traditional memoirs, plural, are. it was gratifying to hear so many people laughing at some of the critical remarks I'd made about memoir. And then it made me think, well, I loved writing this book because it was a very positive book. We both believe in biography in a very positive, constructive way.
But at the same time, it's also a serious book. If you look, well, in the last 20 pages, there are hundreds of references, hundreds of examples of biographies. For example, the N for nonfiction. We really explain why is biography not fiction. Because that's a harsh discussion now. That means in Europe, but I guess also in the United States. Oh, well, biography is the same as a novel, and you can invent things. But there is literature. There is history about such a term as nonfiction. And if you are writing on a witty way, you need to gain authority as a writer. You need to show you know something about it. Because we are so modest, we put all the references behind the last 20 pages of the book. But we find that very important. It's not only making jokes, but the anecdote is a way to come in and to explain certain things.
And give insight into
yeah.
different aspects of biography. I think it will enlarge the reader's understanding of what is biography, you know, for instance, film. You know, we, unfortunately, as Hans said, F was occupied by facts, which are so important today, but so we put film under V for visual arts. So we did have to find our way around.
Yeah.
I mean, we keep referencing Plutarch and Suetonius and looking at the development of biography. You know, there are plenty of books, you know, old-fashioned dictionaries of biography that people can consult in relation to earlier biography. And there is my little history of biography. But I think this was, as Hans said earlier, this was the chance to be really the first book that really gives a survey across the whole field of modern biography and the implications of all that in cultural.
And there are a few entries that we use for history. For example, we explained, I don't recall in which entry exactly, but we explained how all those French 18th century dictionaries changed, and now we have biography, how this worked. So there is quite some history in it, but not every entry starts with Plutarch, of course.
That, and we both feel that one of the greatest virtues of biography ever since Plutarch and Suetonius is that it is knowledge being transmitted through the medium of storytelling. And I think every educator, every teacher, probably from elementary school to higher education, recognizes, even though there are very few colleges or universities where biography is taught, and yet every teacher I have ever met in the United States recognizes the power of biography as a tool of instruction.
Yeah, and if you really want to know who did which entry, the longest are from one of us.
No names mentioned.
You just heard co-authors Nigel Hamilton and Hans Renders talking about their book, The ABC of Modern Biography, published by the University of Amsterdam Press in 2018. This conversation and book reading were recorded during BIO's May 2019 conference held in the Leon Levy Center for Biography in the City University of New York's Graduate Center in Midtown Manhattan. You can read more about BIO on our website, biographersinternational.org. I'm BIO member Sonia Williams in Washington, D.C. Enzo De Palma created our theme music, and until next time, thanks for listening and have a great day.